Now, to pour something maybe into a narrow mouth barrel, you might use a sort of thing.
A funnel.
Okay. Yeah. If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a...
They put in a paper sack.
Okay.
In a paper sack.
How was a large quantity of sugar packaged, maybe about?
Well, in the stores, we'd get it in 100-pound sacks.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the merchant company would bring it to us, and we'd sack it up in anywhere from 1 pound, and then we'd put 2-pound bags, 5-pound, and 10-pound, regular old paper bag, and we'd tie it with a string.
Okay.
Tie it off.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd... That's what you would do that for Thursday on Fridays, because always on a Saturday is always a little sale, you know. We'd sack potatoes up in paper bags, same way. We'd sack beans and rice up the same way. Put it 1-2 pound up to maybe 5 pound bag, and that'd be the most in rice. Red beans would be the same way. Tie them in a round bag, tie a string, and we'd stack it up on Friday. Saturday would be everybody buy their groceries on Saturday, you know, big day. That big old scoops, we'd get down, we had these hinge, look like old wooden, big old container, wooden container.
Yeah.
Get down there, we had all the rice and the beans and the flour. You had self-rising flour, and then you had plain flour, and it was bulk, you see. And your coffee would be 2 kinds of coffee. You had green tea berry, and then you had the flat grain. You had one that was a little round grain,
mm-hmm.
and the other one looked like a screw, like a slot from a screw, you know?
Yeah.
Like a head of a screw.
Yeah.
But only was half round, like, and it was green, and then people bought it, would porch it in old skillets and grind it. Yeah, man. It was, you have $5. The biggest grocery order we'd sell on a Saturday in those days was about $5.50. And I'd had that Model A truck, and we had it used to have a rumble seat, but took that out and put a little old wooden bed in the back, and that's what I'd haul groceries in. After we had all the orders, and I'd $5.50 worth of groceries in it, pretty well fill that whole bed.
Your kid.
Yes, sir. I'd have a many sack of it, boxes in there.
Good grief.
Now you can carry that in 2 articles or 3 articles, $5.50, not in the store.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about a sack maybe potatoes were shipped in? What'd you call that?
Big old corn sack. Big old sack.
Okay.
Call it a corn sack. It'd be regular old brown sack, you know.
Yeah.
They still put them in there now, I think. Still in there.
Okay.
But all the other sugar business, they don't do that anymore. It's not no sacks. It's all in, all packaged from the plants now.
Mm-hmm.
Like Domino Sugar in New Orleans.
Yeah.
American Sugar Refinery and Sanderson and Mobile, Colonial, all those companies are all done here in their plants. And all the people who get bulk sugar would be like Barks, these big bottling companies here in town.
Uh-huh.
Like any bottling company, they'd get stuff bulk. They'd probably get that 100-pound containers of some kind. Probably they may get it in some sacks of thick brown paper sacks. I think it comes in a lot of it. Like feed, you know how feed and all that comes out? The
yeah.
Thick brown bags.
Yeah, what about feed, seed, and manure? What kind of sacks are those going
to be? The what now?
Feed, seed, or manure.
Oh.
What kind of sack?
Well, it's a regular old sack, the brown sack.
Yeah. They have a name for them? They're made out of?
This regular old sack. And some of the feed comes in a finer looking material. You know, you can make...
Yeah.
Back in them days, people made shirts out of them and all that.
Yeah. You ever hear them called croaker sack?
Croaker sack, yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. Croaker sack. One of the boys said, well, he had to go to town and get him a shirt. And he said, what size you wear? He said, I don't know, but I believe it's 5, 10, 5. When them that's fertilized. Fertilized when it first come out.
Oh, yeah, I used to feed my horse through those things.
Well, they had 5, 10, 5.
5, 10, 5, yeah. FRM.
And so that's why that old boy had that shirt.
Yeah.
Only see, if I don't know what size he wore, he said, I don't know, but I'll bet it's 5, 10, 5. He didn't know if it was size 14 or 15.
Okay.
That's the hard times.